Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
How many of you have seen the new March 1st edition of Time Magazine? It's got the image of a portable workstation or cubicle tied to chains being, lifted onto a ship as a container. And there's the question, are too many jobs going abroad? Now, back in the early 90s, there was a Time Magazine cover, Are Men and Women Really Different? It's like, they should have, you know, covers on Time Magazine that say, Does the sun come up in the morning? Are too many jobs going abroad? Durable goods manufacturing has plunged, and there are more layoffs. And that's right, more people going on the unemployment rolls. But just a few months ago, they said it was all milk and honey. This is going to be the best economy ever. Globalism is good. Flipping hamburgers is now considered a factory job, manufacturing. We've got the Federal Reserve Chairman telling us how good it is to get rid of our jobs. Bush's little economic team, his commission, came out and actually said, our new export is jobs, and we need to export more. We need more, not less. And that's really the problem. You tune in to Laura Ingraham or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage. A lot of what they have to say I totally agree with. And they're talented talk show hosts. But a large portion of what they have to say is poison, because they make you think the Republicans, especially Hannity and Ingraham and Limbaugh, that Republicans are fighting this whole agenda when they're in the lead of it. So it's that whole Benedict Arnold scenario. That's the problem that we're facing. By the way, I've got some new editorials here from the New York Times and others. I don't want to spend too much time on this because I got a bunch of news, but you can comment on it if you want. A bunch of big Hollywood studios have come out and said they'll never work with Gibson again. He's blackballed. He's not going to work in this town. I mean, they're really getting vicious. And I've seen the film. It's just a movie about the last 12 hours of Christ's life and his resurrection, and I just cannot believe the viciousness, and I can't believe what the anti-Semites have done, and I mean the ADL and others. They really are creating anti-Semitism like no one else could. All the Klan members and all the Aryan Nation members, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't do this, but the ADL and others could. And I heard that Rabbi Daniel Lappin on the radio today, and he's the guy that wrote the editorial a few days ago, and he said it. He said this is these so-called Jewish groups are the ones really causing a problem, because nobody would have thought ill of, you know, Jews, because Jews and the Romans were involved in killing Christ. It was, you know, the corrupt government. But to have them saying, Mel Gibson, you're blackballed, it's over for you, you'll never work in this town again, you're not going to get any support, by major production companies that Mel Gibson has made hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, he's a major commodity. Every film he's done has been a success. Did you know that? He's the only person in Hollywood, and I've read this in entertainment publications, who's never had a failure. Very interesting. And so he's a sure bet, but, oh, they don't want to touch him. Well, fine, Mel Gibson will make his own movies, and we'll go support it. And they're really upset because he's going to make more biblical films. And that's what this is all about. It's about secular humanist God haters who have their own religion of death and humanism, who don't want us to be religious and don't want us to have any moral compass so they can run our lives and be our masters. That's what all of this is about. All right, I got a plethora of news and a guest coming up. And your calls, InfoWars.com is the website.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. It's Open Line Friday, as we say in the business. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. You know, I didn't mean to get on the air today and start talking about the passion again, but to watch these big editorials come out and to have a whole string of major Hollywood production companies say that they're coming out against Mel Gibson and they're going to blackball him. Now, these are the people that accused McCarthy of McCarthyism and took a good man's name and demonized it, when in truth they are the people that are engaging in those type of Nazi tactics, smear tactics. And yes, folks, I have the L.A. Times and the Wall Street Journal. The KGB files were released about 5 years ago, and things were twice as bad. That is, many times worse than what McCarthy said. You see, McCarthy, they allowed him to run around and go after low-level nobodies, but when he said that there's a group above the communists in the Pentagon, and there's these big banks funding the communists, which is now admitted historical fact. I mean, they admit on History Channel that our government put Mao into power in 49. I mean, they just calmly have the old CIA guys on there admitting it. But when he found that out, that's when they burned him. You know, when they sent the lawyer in and he says, "Who told you that the Pentagon runs the communists? A pixie, you know, ha 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 ha." But anyway, so the very people accusing McCarthy of McCarthyism, the very individuals pushing this entire agenda, are the ones engaging in those type of activities. I mean, I've got the articles right here. They just came out and they said, we are ashamed of Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is bad. His movie is bad. We are going to blackball him. We're going to block him. We're not going to work with him. And, again, they were attacking this movie 9 months before it came out. And it's because they're a bunch of secular humanists who hate Christians, who hate anybody of faith. In fact, they've said, one of them says in this New York Times article that, well, I just can't trust anybody that's religious and, you know, has these strong beliefs. Oh, you mean you don't like anybody who can't be programmed by you? I mean, look at what Hollyweird, and puts out. I mean, I talk about it all the time. Every episode of Threat Matrix, every episode of 24, almost every episode of NYPD Blue and LA Law and all this. I mean, every time I tune into one of these, they're torturing someone, but it's okay because they're bad and they deserve it. The cop busts in the house without a warrant, and they, you know, a cop who nobody likes says, "Hey, you're not allowed to do that, Bill of Rights." And the cop says, "Shut up, I'm taking down the bad guys." And, you know, they put a gun to the person's head while they question them, so they go ahead and answer the questions, and it's good. And I mean, this is pure evil. They're on television and in the movies promoting that it's okay for the Roman centurions to flay Christ's skin off his back for no reason. You're saying, what are you saying? Well, that's the mindset that's being promoted, that globalist Roman antichrist mindset. I mean, when it's every major cop show is torturing people and that's good. See, 90% of people don't get, well, I wouldn't say 90, about 80% of people, it's really 75%, but again, that's even questionable. The vast majority of people don't get their news from newspapers or even, you know, broadcast news or cable news. They get it from sitcoms, dramas. They get it from the stuff, you know, that's in the Archie Bunker show. And Hollywood's admitted this, that they've been mass programming us for a long time. And that's why we can't reach so many people, because they're just mind-numbed zombies. I mean, they'll say, well, so, they're torturing people. We need to torture bad guys. And I'll say, so in the real world now, you're for torture. Well, yes, yes. And I go, did you have that attitude a few years ago? I don't remember. But guaranteed, a few years ago, they didn't. Because everybody knew torture was bad. Joseph Mengele did stuff like that. But now, oh no, it's good. We've got to do it for the Reich, for the homeland. As long as it's for the Reich, it's okay. So we could talk about that. Also, Time Magazine's cover, are too many jobs going abroad? I mean, that's a rhetorical question. The yuppies are starting to figure out that the media is telling them the economy's milk and honey, but there's more job layoffs, more people going on the unemployment rolls, millions going off because it's run out, the durable goods orders and manufacturing's down. Meanwhile, MSNBC is hopping around and CNN Money is hopping around telling us how wonderful all of this is, I guess with the exception of Lou Dobbs. Is being a little more honest about things, but they've got to have their, you know, their token people out there to give us the illusion of a free press. So we'll get into that. And I told you this a year before the takeover of Iraq, and I don't say that because ooh, I'm so smart. Ooh, I told you so. You know, you better. I tell you that because I don't make this stuff up. I know the game plan. Okay. Kofi Annan pledges deep UN commitment to Iraq in a speech. United. Stand, Annan, agree the UN must be more involved in Iraq. China supports UN's important role in Iraq. China's ambassador says Bremer, the dictator, the governor, praises UN on Iraq. These are the articles we have here on this. 6 months ago, just a few months after the takeover, Javier Solano, the chief EU envoy, former head of the EU, said, oh, I've already met with Bush and others. We'll be taking over in the next year. This is all staged. Of course it is. We go in by the part of the bad cop, lose the soldiers, secure the oil, we pull out, Halliburton gets its payoff up front, then the big European banks get to own all the oil and that population, start the vaccinations of the Iraqi children, start the dumbing down process, start the accelerated extermination process. We've already seen 1.5 million Iraqis fall from. By the way, one of the first official acts of Bremer over there is to not allow statistics of cancer, heart attacks, automobile accidents, death, dysentery, cholera. Every other country in the world, you know, puts out its numbers except for maybe North Korea. Oh, yeah, they cover that stuff up, too. I'm sorry. We're like North Korea in many things now, hereditary leaders and stuff like that. But that's what they said. And so we don't get to know now. It was 1.5 million up until last year with the invasion, and those numbers will never be released, and that's the end of it. So no crime numbers, no death numbers, no shooting numbers allowed out. That's official, by the way. Not a good sign for freedom, just for those that didn't know that. I think most of you know that. I shouldn't laugh. This is pretty just sick. And there's a lot of other news here. Rebels threaten Haiti's capital. EU to impose sanctions on the U.S. on Monday. Jobless claims edge up. Already mentioned that. New claim for unemployment benefits were slightly higher than expected last week. Dallas Council votes for a resolution denouncing Federal Patriot Act. I thought they'd already done that. This is the Star Telegram out of Fort Worth. Good news, Abilene Reporter News, the Supreme Court did rule that you are allowed to put up a sign on your own property. You know, that area of the First Amendment is still around. And I'm going to go to some calls, but later I'm going to read this article. I don't know if this is a real article because I can't find Capital Press in Google or anywhere on a search engine. I can't find Jews Against Anti-Semitism anywhere. And occasionally there are fake news articles that come out. There's a few other telltale signs. There is a typo in it. But, I mean, I don't doubt it because I've seen stuff like this in the past, but I'd like to find out if this is a real story. And it says, Jewish groups calls the passion an act of terrorism. A prominent Jewish, and this is supposedly from Capital Press, whoever that is, a prominent Jewish organization has denounced Mel Gibson, the passion, as an act of terrorism and can prove the movie violates the Patriot Act. Jews Against Anti-Semitism, a recently formed Washington, D.C.-based defense league for Jews, has issued a press release pointing out sections of the U.S. law which are being violated by Mel Gibson's film. Currently, clearly, there are laws on the books which have outlawed the inciting of riots or acts of civil disobedience which endanger human life, and that is the subsection. Mel Gibson's movie will incite violence against Jews and put the lives of millions of Jews in danger, said Rabbi David Fieldman, a spokesman for Jews Against Anti-Semitism. Again, according to Rabbi Fieldman, under Section 802 of the 2000 USA Patriot Act, any crime which endangers human life is defined as an act of domestic terrorism. Now, I have seen rabbis on TV, and listeners have called about this too, saying that this is a snuff film. It's an evil snuff film. Only murdering people that love snuff films will go see it. I mean, it's so violent and evil, and only. I mean, that's pretty bad. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if this is a real story. I mean, who is the Capital Press? I've tried to find out because I want to interview whoever this is, and I don't think, the name here that they use for this rabbi is a pretty common one. Rabbi Fieldman, that's a pretty common name. So I don't know if this is even a real story. So before everybody runs around believing it, which seems to have happened, it's a big story out there, we need to find out if it's a real article. Because in every other case, if I get an email, I can type in the headline and find the source. Or if I use keywords, I can. In this case, I just can't do it. Now, maybe I'm stupid. Maybe you can. And I'm serious when I say that. You know, I miss stuff sometimes. All right, we'll come back, take some calls. And we got attorney Pat Barber coming on, who went to the Supreme Court over the state police and arresting him for putting up a sign on his own property.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, Holland.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, PureTech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
PureTech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills
bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The PureTech Pure Air System. Online at PureTech.com.
Is your job going abroad? As the debate about exporting work from America dominates the presidential campaign, voters need to separate myth from reality. And this Time Magazine article, I've read it, it's, well, your jobs are leaving, but overall that's a good thing. And, well, it's, you know, NAFTA and GATT have been wonderful. And if you don't have a job, you know, you're just, well, out of luck, basically. And you may be a right-wing terrorist if you don't agree with us. It's you ought to read this article. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I want to say it's a real honor to finally get to talk to you. I am a huge fan of your audio files, and I listen to them religiously.
Well, it's good to have you on board with us. What's going on?
I ordered your videos. I haven't gotten them yet, but I ordered three of your videos plus your book. And, in fact, I'm doing a report in school on 9/11 unanswered questions.
Oh, good. That'll be a good report.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about I very rarely listen to the Art Bell show because he's got all these New Age kooks on there all the time. But he had this really interesting guest on the other day, and he talked about peak oil and how that's going to lead to a world crisis soon. What is your scoop on the peak oil? Is that part of the New World Order, and what's going on with that?
Well, that's a very good question. They say that that we're going to... Well, that this year we're reaching the peak of production, and that from that point on there's going to be less oil or less oil discoveries, and that from that point on we are racing towards, you know, downhill,
right,
towards not having any oil. And that's a fraud. It's not true. I've looked at it. I've studied it. It's something being put out covertly by the oil companies through their foundations, through phony environmental subsidiaries. It's being put out by the UN and others so they can create artificial scarcity in the future and just tell you there's not enough oil. I mean, they've taken over Iraq, but notice your gas prices are, what, $1.65 on average.
Yeah, right. Well, you're saying, in other words, that all these people that are talking about this are totally full of baloney. In other words, they're not. It's all a bunch of crackpots saying this. I mean, there are more people that think you are, but you investigate your facts and give good links and stuff.
I just know this. There's enough oil to run this entire country in Alaska for 100 years.
Okay, in 100 years.
Yeah, there's oil all over the place, and we've got plenty of oil.
Okay.
Look, take De Beers.
Okay.
Okay, the Oppenheimer family. They have a monopoly on diamonds.
Right.
Diamonds are actually bordering on semi-precious.
Okay.
But because they hoard them and because they send in mercenary troops and militaries, they'll even get countries to invade. This whole Africa Gold Coast invasion you've seen,
right,
by France, the U.S., and Britain is admittedly for the Oppenheimers.
Right.
They go in, they take over and they have warehouses. So they even have this on PBS.
Right.
Warehouses. They don't even hide this. Full of giant crates full of diamonds.
Right.
And so they artificially create a scarcity, mm-hmm, and then that's where their value comes in.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, with water and oil and natural resources, they're telling us there's not enough of them to bring in a neo-feudalism.
Right.
Well, to bring in a new system of serfdom.
Okay.
And so that's what's happening.
Right.
I've seen the policy reports. Look, now if you look at some of the numbers put out by the UN and others,
right,
you could say, yeah, there's not enough oil, you know, it'll all be gone in 50 years. Well, even if that was true, it's not going to matter. We're going to be away from this in 50 years. Then they'll argue, well, we need it for fertilizers that are oil-based. Or,
right.
Oh, we need it for plastics. Folks, there's a bunch of other different technologies. You could, off of acres of hemp, you can get better rubber, better plastics. But that's why DuPont and Dow Chemical had it banned in this country, even though most hemp doesn't produce HTC. I'm getting that wrong.
THC.
Yeah, THC.
Right.
So it's all about control of markets.
Right. One other thing to change the subject. You talk about the police state and what a hurry is. I mean, the fact that they're in such a hurry. Are they really running on a time frame because of all the civil unrest? Because in about 10 to 15 years, you're going to have tens of millions of people retired, wanting their pensions, wanting their government money. They're not going to have it. Is this kind of keep us in line? I mean, are they in a time frame right now?
Yes.
Okay.
They've said it. That's
okay.
Why the armored vehicles, the riot police, the
right,
giant FEMA centers. But it's more than that. It's not like they accidentally had things go bankrupt and they accidentally aren't going to be able to pay you your pensions and they're just accidentally going to take your Social Security. Look, it works like this. They get us socialized to domesticate us.
Okay.
Okay? They get us socialized to domesticate us.
Okay.
Then once we're domesticated and in the pen,
right,
we're now going off to the slaughter.
Okay.
You understand? So that's Steve... Well, I'll tell you what, I'll hold you over real quick. We got a guest coming up, and I want to go to Robert and Eric and Peter and Mike, but stay there. Sounds like you have one more question. You're asking good questions. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central. We're here, folks. Standing up for liberty, resisting tyranny. Coming up here in a few minutes, an article out of USA Today. Another one out of the Abilene Reporters, more extensive. And Colorado City Attorney Pat Barber, long known for taking civil rights issues to court, said Tuesday that Monday's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court won't keep his Just Say No to Searches billboard down. It will go back up, Barber said. He said his new sign will be illegal because it will comply with the previous Texas Supreme Court ruling. And he put up a sign just saying, call this number, learn about your Fourth Amendment, because he saw women, old ladies pulled over with their goods thrown all over the highway with jackboots searching them. I think I interviewed Pat like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. This has been an ongoing case, and now it's gone to the Supreme Court. We'll tell you about what happened there as well. Before we go back to our guest, I wanted to let a caller finish up his comments. I was just talking to him during the break. He said he ordered my videos last week and can't wait to get them, but that he's not going to make copies of them. He's just going to buy originals and give them to people. Look, I don't expect you to do that economically. You want to have a bookstore or your church or something wants to sell the originals, folks like that, go ahead. But I'm asking the listeners just to get my videos and make copies of them. Because you can buy video VHS tapes for about a dollar a piece if you buy them in bundles of 10 to 15 and make a copy every night and give a copy to somebody every day and then tell them to make a copy. A few hundred tapes turn into hundreds of thousands of tapes. Thousands of tapes turn into millions of tapes. And I've seen this work. I've seen this in action. I do radio interviews every day. I mean, every day. And I'll be on, you know, some big syndicated show or some little mom-and-pop station, and almost every time callers go in and say, I saw a film called Road to Tyranny at my VFW or on Access TV, or my neighbor gave me a copy, somebody gave him a copy, and it woke me up. Does Mr. Jones know about this? Is he the same man on that video? I mean, it's happening, and it's because of you. So if you haven't gotten the new films, like Matrix of Evil, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, The Masters of Terror Exposed, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, order the videos via our Secure Online Shopping Cart, or the books, or T-shirts, or bumper stickers. It's all about information, same thing Pat Barber's trying to do with the billboards. And get them, and get them out to people. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via our Secure Online Shopping Carts. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. People are very primed right now to wake up. So much has happened. Now is the time to take action. Real quick, as I said, you can finish up, Steve, then we'll go to our guests, and Robert, Eric, Peter, Paul, and others. Robert, you wanted to say something about you're in college and the mindset in college.
This is Steve.
Excuse me. Yeah, Robert's next. Yeah.
Okay. I'm 33 years old. I'm going back to school. I'm trying to get an education degree, and I'm in school with a lot of younger people today. And the impression that I get from younger people is that they definitely have the intelligence, but they don't even seem the least bit concerned about these issues. I mean, has the media taken this younger generation and put them in a total state of hypnosis? I mean, it's like these people are so far gone from reality. Sometimes I almost want to just. I feel like I'm in the twilight zone because I know this stuff is going the way it is. And
but go back to when you were 20 years old.
Right.
You know, I mean, it seems like that, but sometimes I think people who are 60 years old are in a bigger coma than Generation X. But yes, Generation X has been particularly brainwashed, targeted, and desensitized,
right,
where they'll go, yeah, I know there's a new world order, I know they're blowing the buildings up, but you know, taking our freedoms after they do it, but so what?
Right.
We are in crisis. The entire society is in crisis. I appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You bet. Good to hear from you.
All right.
Going to our guest, he's Pat Barber. We've had him on the show several times over the years. Quite a saga. Pat, good to have you on. You're a former prosecutor, and you're a lawyer, and you know the law. And for those that just joined us, recap what happened to you.
Well, Alex, first let me say that I'm glad to be back on your show, and it has been a bit of an ordeal. In 98, the task force, drug task force here, there's 47 of them in regional jurisdictions around the state of Texas.
Multi-jurisdictional kind of road warrior gangs,
right, and they're
just
not,
roving.
They're not very controlled either. They don't really have... They're not elected. Committees kind of control them.
It's just gaggles of people in camo and ski masks running around with machine guns.
No, the black uniforms. They favor the black uniforms.
Around here, it's black and camo. You'll see ragtag groups, camo bottoms, black top, black mask. I mean, it's like the road warrior. But,
yeah. Well. Anyway, what they started doing in 98 was... out here on Interstate 20, which runs through Mitchell County, where I live, is they started just stopping everybody, and they would lie about the probable cause to stop. They would make up reasons to stop people. They were stopping everybody, and people started asking me, what in the world is going on? Do we have to put up with this? They basically were bullying people into giving up their right to be free from unreasonable searches.
Now you told me, I guess it's really 6 years ago now, hard to believe time's flown like that, or 5.5 years ago, you said that the last straw was a Lincoln Town Car with an old lady with her goods blowing all over the road with these goons standing around her.
Well, the actual fact was they had stopped her and bullied her into a search, and she didn't know she could say no, as most people don't, and so she consented to the search, and they threw all her luggage and opened all her luggage up, and then when they finished, they said, "Have a nice day," and drove off, left her out in the open on an interstate, picking up her things, and a local friend of mine stopped and helped. The reason I knew about it is a local friend of mine stopped and helped her pick up her things, and she was just terrified.
Oh, I've seen this, and I pulled up 50 yards away when they come over. "What are you doing?" I go, "You better put that family stuff back in the car when you don't find the narcotics that your CIA boss has brought in here." And they'll start getting mad, and I go, "Hey, take me to jail. This is America, buddy." I mean, I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it really made me angry, and in several other instances like that. And so I thought, well, what can I do? I don't have a forum. How can I reach people and tell them that they don't have to consent to these requests? Now, if they tell you, "Get in the ditch, boy, I'm searching the car," then you say, "Yes, the boss," and you go get in the ditch. But if they ask you, or sometimes it's kind of tricky, they'll say, "You don't mind if I search your trunk, do you?" They don't have to tell you that.
And then they just start going for it.
Yeah, and if you don't say, "Hey, wait, stop." Now they're videotaped now in most jurisdictions. They have videotapes in their cars. So they're waiting to try to trick you into a consent.
Well, I've had it happen many times. This is how it goes. Driving a little fast there, aren't you? Sure, I guess I might have been going a few miles too fast. License registration. Mind if I search the vehicle? Well, no, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Well, what do you have to hide? Well, it's just a free country, bud.
Right,
officer.
There are ways to talk to them that I think work better.
You don't have any drugs or guns, do you? And I go, well, that's the Fifth Amendment now you're talking about.
Well, when they'll ask you, "Do you have any guns or drugs?" And you say no, and then they say, "Well, you don't mind if I search?" And then you say, there are several different things, ways that you can say it. One way is to say, "Officer, do you have probable cause?" Because that way, if they say no, and ordinarily they'll be so shocked that you use the term probable cause, that they'll immediately say no. And then you say, "Well, it's my understanding that I don't have to let you search my car if you don't have probable cause. I'd like to leave now." And all this will be on videotape, and at that point, they're going to have to let you go. That's one thing to say. Another thing to say is, "Officer, I don't have anything to hide, but I just don't want you digging through my stuff."
And, well, what I have said is, when they say, "What do you have to hide?" I go, "It's America, buddy." You know, I mean, maybe in Russia or something, people just accept this. But I'm standing up for my children's future that we not live in a system like this. And I've had them let me go. It's happened four times. One time I was late to the radio studio, and I just said, "Fine, do it," because they were going to get a dog that time. And then once they dug around, and once I licked their boots, they just let me go because some other cop showed up and knew who I was. It's pretty bad around here when you pull up to a checkpoint and there.
You've raised an issue. Let me speak to it about the dog, about the threat to get a dog.
Yes.
I've been asked about that a lot. If they don't have reasonable suspicion, they cannot hold you for a dog to arrive.
But they do that.
Now, they do, but they can't legally hold you. And I'm just saying that if they threaten to hold you for a dog, you can say, "Well, whatever you do, you don't have my consent."
And you're going to be liable for that.
And then when they get there with the dog, all they're allowed to do with the dog is walk it around your car. Of course, they can very easily get that dog to. I just read an article by a trainer of those dogs, and he said it's easy for them to get the dog to alert. Because
You just stole my thunder.
Yeah.
And again, Pat Barber, former prosecutor, successful attorney. Exactly. I've talked to cops who are friends of mine. Most of these dogs are just warrant excuses.
Sure.
I mean, they're fat creatures, aren't even trained. They know to jump around, they get a biscuit.
That's right. They're going to get rewarded if they alert. And so they're really ready to alert, whether it's because they smelled yesterday's pizza or a dog urinated on the tire or whatever it is. And you can't cross-examine a dog as to what he was doing there. And so the whole thing is just suspect as all get out. Well, let me
going back to your Supreme Court case.
I don't know how much time we've got here to talk, so let me let me kind of
tell folks what happened. So you put the sign up.
Well, I put it up, and they threatened to fine me $1,000 a day if I didn't take it down. The government did, the state government.
Now, I've been on this stretch of highway. There's McDonald's signs, everything else. It's
right.
Just, for some reason, your sign on your ranch property, this is evil.
Yeah, well, I didn't comply with their statute, and it doesn't comply with the statute, but the statute, in my opinion, was and is unconstitutional. So I argued with them about that, and finally they gave me a deadline, and so rather than take it down, we filed suit against the state. TxDOT, the Texas Department of Transportation, has a responsibility for enforcing the act, filed suit against them in Austin for declaratory judgment and an injunction to stop them from enforcing the act against me. And Judge Covington down there in Austin ruled in a temporary hearing that it was probable that that their regulation violated my First Amendment right, and enjoined the state from forcing me to take it down. And so it stayed up for a year. And then an elderly retiring judge, who, as I understand it, was an old golfing buddy of Lady Bird Johnson, who got the Highway Beautification Act passed nationally in the first place, heard the case in the final instance, and she said, "I don't like billboards," and as far as we could tell, she hadn't even read our brief, and she held for the state and said she was going to dissolve the injunction.
Now, understand, this is selective enforcement. There's billboards everywhere.
There were 15 or 20 billboards in the state's right-of-way that, because nobody had complained about them, nothing had been done.
But yours was on your own property.
About mine.
What were the state police like when they first came out?
Came out for what?
Well, you know, when they first came out with the citation.
Well, they didn't come out with a citation. What happened was the sheriff went to TxDOT and complained about it. He's in conjunction with this task force. They work together. You know, when they make a forfeiture, they throw him a few crumbs.
So, again, this goon doesn't like your First Amendment.
That's right. He didn't like me teaching people about the Fourth Amendment. In fact, one of his deputies had said, before I put the billboard up, he had said, I complained to him about the way they were bullying people into searches, and he said, "We rely on people's ignorance to be able to search them." And I said, "Well, maybe somebody ought to teach them they can say no." So that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, so this went on and on.
Then it went on and on. It went the trial court made me take it down, and so I took it down. Then the appellate court, the Austin Court of Appeals, unanimously held that it was a violation of my First Amendment right to make me take it down. So then the state appealed it to the Texas Supreme Court, and they ruled in a split decision, 6-3, that it was not a violation of my First Amendment right, although the other three judges said it was. Justices of the Texas Supreme Court said it was a violation. Six said that it was not. But in doing that, they had to throw me a bone, and they basically created a regulation where one didn't exist. If you put up a sign that says watermelons for sale, you don't have to get a permit. It's exempt from the statute because it involves an ongoing activity that relates to the sign. But they only had that regulation for commercial signs, for selling something. They didn't have it for a political sign like mine, a non-commercial sign. So the Texas Supreme Court said, well, we find that failure to have that regulation in there constitutionally suspect, and we're not going to give it deference. So they basically told me, as one justice did when we argued the case in front of the Supreme Court, Texas Supreme Court, they said, well, all Mr. Barber would have had to have done to make this billboard exempt from the statute would be to put a kiosk there where someone could sign a petition in support of the Fourth Amendment or his billboard, and that would be an ongoing activity in relation to the sign.
But you shouldn't even have to do that.
I shouldn't have to do that.
There's billboards everywhere. It's the First Amendment.
That's right. I shouldn't have to, and so we appealed that decision, or we attempted to appeal it to the United States Supreme Court. And just this week, they denied our writ. And what that means is they don't agree with the Texas Supreme Court. It just means they're not going to hear it. For every application for writ of certiorari to the United States Supreme Court, there's approximately 700 that get denied. And I was one of the 700. So it's denied. So that throws us back to the Supreme Court's ruling.
Well, the good news here is...
I'm putting it back up.
Well, yeah, the good news is you're doing that. And because of their police state activities, now more people in hundreds of articles I've seen in Texas over this in the last 6 years now know that there's a Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, well, you know, but there's a lot more work still to be done because K-Texas Television in Abilene did a little short piece on it here a couple of days ago and about, you know, kind of the history of it and reported the current news. And then they went out and did a man-in-the-street interview with several people, including a college professor, and every single one of them did not know that they had a right to say no to a consent search request.
We'll be right back. Stay there. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
Folks, I know we've got loaded phones. I promise you in about 5 minutes we'll go straight to your calls. Everybody that's patiently holding. Got a plethora of other news. I've been kind of ranting and raving at our guest, Pat Barber, who's a prosecutor. Was a prosecutor and a successful lawyer. Saw the police state firsthand. These goons, and I mean they're goons, folks. I mean, we've had them cordon off whole neighborhoods and throw old ladies down on the ground in fire ant beds, and the sheriff gets up on the news and goes, we don't need warrants anymore. That was a couple of years ago, Margo Frazier on ABC News here locally. I mean, it's out of control, and we need more people like Pat Barber to stand up and say, no, this is America. This is not, the wild, wild west with the corrupt sheriff running things or the Soviet Union. Mr. Barber, where does it go from here? You're going to put the sign back up and...
What I want to do is have the sign up with a place there where people can indicate on premises their support of the Fourth Amendment and the billboard, which should comply with the Supreme Court's order. I mean, we shouldn't have to do that, but if I have to do it to put the billboard back up, I'm going to do it.
Well, Pat, I'll tell you what the answer is. It's to have other people in the town, in the area, put up their own signs, and then have the government try to come after them, file more suits.
Well, I think they're going to have to eat this on-premises activity thing. At any rate, what I'm trying to do, I'm practicing law basically in a ghost town out here, and I need some help. If your listeners can send me $5 or whatever, I need help to reconstruct this sign and put it up in a permanent way.
Okay, so, now, sure, we'll give out your contact info in a second.
All right.
Over the last 6 years, the MJTF teams, the roving bands that you come in contact with, what do they say to you now after you've done this?
Well, they talk out of both. They don't say anything to me. They stay away from me. But what they say publicly and in the media, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. At one time, they'll say, we think Mr. Barber's efforts hurt our law enforcement goals. And then on the other hand, then they'll turn around and more recently and say, we like all of the publicity it brings because it shows people how much drugs and money we've been able to confiscate. So they talk out of both sides of their mouths. It's amusing to me that the local task force commander who works out of Abilene, a Dallas Morning News reporter, went in his office and told me, although he didn't report it publicly, but told me that the man had a skull and crossbones flag on his wall.
Yeah, they're pirates.
They
see themselves
as pirates on merchant shipping, I think.
Well, no, that's it, actually. A lot of the SWAT team vehicles now have that, and they wear those patches, and that's what they've been federalized to do. How do folks get in contact with you, Pat?
My mailing address is 102 West 2nd, Colorado City, Texas. 7.
That's 102
West 2nd. Street.
All right. Well, I want
Colorado
you to put
Colorado City, Texas 79512.
Also, and you've got a toll free number with a recording on that.
Well,
that
was when the sign was expanded.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to
put it back up.
You ought to put the number back up, and I guarantee you I can find listeners all over the country that'll put billboards up on their property.
Well, that's something that we're in the process of doing. We want to do it with a computer answering service so that they can leave messages, they can hit buttons and get more info.
Yeah, I think that's the answer. Because they did this to you, how about in Tennessee and New York and Colorado and Austin, Texas, we put these signs up. Give your address out again for folks who want to get in contact with you.
Pat Barber, 102 West 2nd Street. Colorado City, Texas, 79512.
Okay, hey, Bud, I want to thank you for coming on and standing up for the First and Fourth Amendment. We'll be back. Thanks for being with us. Take care.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.